Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to pack the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys. You going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Do you work with or are you a member of an organization that provides employment information or job referrals? Any organization that regularly distributes employment information to job seekers or refers candidates to employers is eligible to receive information about our job vacancies. To be contacted when we have jobs available, contact Beverly Jones by mail, P.O. Box 237, Cambridge, Maryland 21613. Fax at 410-228-0130 or by email at bjones211@comcast.net. You will then receive periodic announcements of jobs at our stations. MTS Broadcasting LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's a thought for businesses. If the sky began to fall right now, you'd hear about it right now on the radio. Tomorrow you'd read about it as history in the paper. Hi, this is account executive Kirsten Sturmer of MTS Broadcasting, radio advertising. It's timely, it's frequent, it's in your home, in your car, in your office, on the beach, it's everywhere. And it's cost-effective. Let me put the power of radio to work for you. Call me at 410-228-4800 or click sales on our homepage at mtslive.com.
Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take your world for granted. Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if everything familiar becomes anything but? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
It's time for Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/the duck.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jason Harmon with DryZone, and with me today is...
Hi, I'm Brad. I'm also with DryZone. I am the marketing coordinator with DryZone.
And before we both forget it, as we usually do, we're going to give you some contact information right off the bat.
All right, so go ahead and get those pens and pencils ready and take down one of three ways you can get a hold of us. Our 800 number is 855-DryZone, 855-DryZone. You can also get a hold of us locally. We're right in Harbison and Milton, Delaware. We service the entire peninsula. That number is 302-684-5034, 302-684-5034. And then again, online as well, if you're an internet person, you can get a hold of us right through dryzone.com.
Thanks, Brad. Today, Brad's going to pretty much take over this part of the program because he has some very, very interesting information to give to you. Brad?
Basically, for a lot of you that may not know me, maybe heard me a few times in the past, I was an inspector for quite a while. Recently, I took over the marketing department. So if you come out to our local home shows or events, different bridal events sometimes, if you're out at any of those different events across Delmarva, you may run into me or some of my people. Now, bigger to that, I also am involved in the community and getting us as DryZone more involved in the community. For several years, Bill Anderson, our owner, I'm sure you've heard him before on this show, he has actually been involved with Habitat for Humanity in Sussex County. Since our business is actually located in Sussex County, we felt it was just the proper way to go, the right one to pick. And recently, he's actually been elected to their board of directors. So I want to touch on that because it's, number one, we're very passionate about Habitat for Humanity. We've done several projects with them in the past, basically donated our time and services to fix houses that they were either building or renovating, but also because Bill just became on the board of directors, just got elected to the board of directors, we want to make sure that we touch on that and what that means to us and what it means to Bill in particular. Number one, I wanted to say hello to Reverend Backus. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly. From what I understand, you actually listen to our show and you're quite an avid fan. I guess you had spoken to Bill sometime in the recent past and asked if he was on the radio. And oddly enough, he said no because he figured it wasn't this show. And then apparently it was. You drive to your parish every Sunday morning and listen to us. So we're happy to have you. And we're very glad to have you and Bill both on the board of directors now with Sussex County Habitat. So let me kind of move on to what actually it means to us to be a part of Habitat for Humanity. Number one, they're very huge. A lot of people don't realize that there's actually a different Habitat for Humanity in most of the counties across the country. So, like, for instance, for us being in Sussex, we do a lot of projects around, like, say, Georgetown, Seaford, Laurel, some in Milton, different areas like that. They're actually working on what's called a veterans build right now. So if there's anyone out there that's either a veteran themselves or knows a veteran that needs appropriate housing, that needs basically just come out and support your fellow veterans, support your community. Definitely get a hold of us through there. You can actually call us directly, and I can take care of you and get you off to the right people. But we're always looking for volunteers. And Bill, being on the board of directors now, he gets actually a little bit of say-so as to what projects we do, how money's allocated, things like that. He has a little say-so in that. So we kind of like to be, more involved with Habitat. I did recently learn, and this is just sort of a FYI thing, but most people assume two things are the most common misconceptions about Habitat for Humanity. Number one is that they give houses away. That's actually not true. What they do is they provide a suitable living conditions for someone who may not be able to get a traditional loan. I don't know the particulars of it, but I know that it's been explained to me that houses are absolutely not given away for free. What they're trying to do is give a hand up, not a hand out. So they're trying to help someone that maybe is a little down on their luck, maybe not quite able to afford a traditional loan. They help these people with suitable housing so that their family can thrive. And it's really just a nice way to give back. The second biggest misconception, and this one always cracks me up, is that Jimmy Carter and his wife June started Habitat for Humanity. They actually didn't start it, but what they like to say in Habitat is they're their most popular volunteers. It's been around for quite a while, longer than Jimmy Carter, former president Jimmy Carter, been around quite a bit longer than him. They're a very large organization, and they do a lot within their individual communities, which I believe is why they're sort of sectioned out per county, so that they don't get so spread out that they lose touch of what their roots in the community are. But like I said, Bill Anderson, our owner, is now on the board. So he will be more involved in planning events. If you have any kind of concerns or any kind of ideas, really, you can give us a call at Dry Zone and say, you know what, I know this family that's kind of hurting. What can you guys do? I'd be more than happy to point you in the right direction or just, take their info, whatever you need me to do to try and help that family out, because that's really what it's all about at the end of the day. Sure, we're a business, but it's all about helping people, and that's what helps us feel better. Ultimately, better morale means better business, so it's helping everybody in the end anyway. 302-684-5034. But that's just one of the charities we do. We also are involved with the different organizations such as the Home Builders Association of Delaware. They organize several events. They do a lot of home shows. They do a lot of... It's kind of hard to classify them. They're like a guild. They kind of checklist of things that people do when they're either a builder for homes or they're like an associate, as we are, that does like remodeling projects or things like that. Not a lot of people do what we do on the Delmarva Peninsula, so it was very important for us to get in there and help out with the flooded basements, with the dirty crawl spaces, the bad smelling crawl spaces. We can get in there and we're more connected to our community now, which is nice. I know that recently we just had a home show with the Delaware Contractors Association. That's another place that we're involved in. The Home Builders Association, and I get these confused all the time, so please don't bite my head off. But the Delaware Contractors Association is a separate entity. Home Builders Association is the one that does a lot of the home shows. Bill Anderson, our owner again, is actually on the home show committee for them. So, again, we try and get him as involved as possible. The secret really being that we don't want him in our office all the time and kind of, you know, on our case about little things. So we like to get him out in the community, and he's kind of the showpiece of our business, basically, and the figurehead, if you will. But we just had a home show with them, and I understand it went very well. I know my people were there. I was there for a while myself, and we did very well as far as meeting the community, getting a lot of leads, which, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it's about. And now we're able to go out and help those people that may not have known about us or our services. It's just one more way for us to sort of touch our homeowners in the area and get out in the community and really get DryZone known. So that's always nice. And then, like I said, the Contractors Association of Delaware is a separate entity as well. And basically, they're checks and balances again. They're going to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, make sure that we're not breaking any rules, things like that. Now, the overlying concept here is you don't want a contractor that isn't involved in stuff like this. Main reason being no one's watching out for them and making sure they're following their policies, making sure they're doing right by the homeowners. So when we're involved in all this stuff and we're in good standing with all these people, it's a lot like the government would be, almost in a sense. It's one branch watches another branch, watches the third branch, and everybody watches out for each other. So things are supposed to flow more smoothly. Doesn't always happen that way in the government, but with us, it's more of a smaller scale, and it definitely helps us out. Even better than that, being that they're kind of like a guild or like a conglomerate of different builders and associates, if we ever run into something and we can't quite help you with it, say it's I don't know, a carpeting issue, or you have a window that needs repaired and we're there to fix your basement that's leaking, and you're like, you know what, we have this window upstairs, do you know anybody? We always have people, which makes it really nice. Being that we're associated with them and we're in the same guild as them, that makes us a little bit more trusted, makes them a little bit more trusted. We've worked with them in the past, probably, so it helps us out with that as well.
Thanks, Brad. We'll get back to you in a minute. And while we're giving you a little bit of a break here, I want to mention one other thing that we do also. And this is something that I do. Bill Anderson, the co-owner of DryZone, is very big on education. And he feels that, you know, the more educated the buying public is, the better off not only they are, but we are too. So for many years, in fact, about 25 years, I was a real estate broker with a license in Delaware, Maryland, and Arizona. And I retired from that a number of years ago. But when I started working for DryZone, I told Bill, I said, I know a lot of realtors up and down the shore, and I'm sure that they are not aware of a lot of the solutions to the issues that they're running into. So as a result, he gave me the go-ahead to go ahead and start presenting programs to the realtors on the Delmarva Peninsula. And what I do, I will go into a real estate office at one of their sales meetings if they'll give me 15 or 20 minutes just to briefly give them an overview of our products. And if they'll give me an hour at lunchtime, hey, I'll bring lunch and I'll do a PowerPoint presentation showing them some actual pictures of our products and our jobs. Now, I found also that there was a need for some continuing education along these lines. So I have created continuing education courses, one approved by the state of Delaware and one approved by the state of Maryland, for continuing education for the realtors. And I give these through the boards of realtors in the different counties involved all over the peninsula. And I tell you what, it's very, very rewarding when I finish a presentation to have someone come up to me and say, Jason, I've got a property that I just listed that has an issue, and I didn't know that there was a solution to it. So, you know, give us a call. As we said earlier, there's no charge for an inspection and an estimate to fix the property. And there are a lot of issues out there that are affecting the value of homes. And most of these issues can be addressed and can be fixed. And in the end, it's going to make the homeowner a lot more money when they sell their house.
You know, you touched on something right there a second ago too, Jason, that I kind of like glazed over a second ago. Since I do a lot of home shows and a lot of events with both myself and also the people that work directly for me, we get a lot of questions about things like this. We have our, what we call our pop-ups, which you may or may not have seen them at different events throughout the area, but it's basically just a big display that rolls up into itself. So it's very easy to travel with, but at the end of the day, it's going to show you a lot of our different services, a lot of different products. Almost every single time we go to a home show, there's going to be someone walking up to us that isn't just looking for your typical, I have a stinky crawl space, or I have a wet basement, or I need a sump pump. It's more along lines of, I have this crack in my wall that's been there forever, and I had no idea that I could fix it. so what do you do for that? And we basically turn around, and I show them one of the displays. I'm like, well, what's your crack look like? Does it look like this, or does it look like this? And they'll say, oh, it's that one right there. That's the one. I'm like, well, then let's talk about this product, you know, and it may be a wall anchor, or maybe a push pier or a helical pier. And really, that's not for me to decide on the spot. That's more for a have a free inspection so that the inspector can take a look at it. Because realistically, if your car breaks down, you're not going to have the mechanic diagnose it over the phone. And we really need somebody to be there, be hands-on, be looking at things. And you may see the crack in the wall, but you may not think to look at the other walls to see how it corresponds, because believe me, that makes a difference. You know, if you have a crack on your wall and you go 180 degrees across the other side of the basement and there's a corresponding crack, you got some more problems than you might have known about. So, you know, it's always a good idea to have a certified professional come out. All our guys know what they're doing. They've all been trained more than you can imagine. Believe me, I've been through it. And then there's so many different products that we use that we don't want to tell you, oh, okay, well, the wall anchor will work here. We get out there and we find out it actually won't work. So the best thing to do is just have one of our inspectors come out. Another reason why we don't charge anything. They took a look at the cracks. They take a look outside. They take a look upstairs. Make sure that everything's where it's supposed to be, or if it isn't where it's supposed to be, we know what to use to fix it. There's several different products, like I said. So it's really just the best thing to do. Also, you can go online. I always forget about this. I don't know why, because I update it every single day. But if you go online and check out our dryzone.com, you can actually click on foundation repair. It takes you to a brand new page that's strictly about foundations. So that's one of our biggest ones, because I think most people by now, they kind of realize how you're supposed to fix a leaky basement or how you're supposed to fix a wet dirt crawl space, you know, things like that. But foundations are always going to be something that people don't necessarily realize that they can fix. And at the end of the day, it's really not that much more involved than the other stuff, because, I mean, when you know how to fix a car, you probably know how to fix every aspect of that car. We know how to fix a below ground space. So that's what it ties into.
We're going to have to take a break right now so the radio station can make some money and advertise some of their sponsors, but we'll be back with you shortly.
The Delmarva Peninsula offers a lot of great shopping opportunities, and you never have to go too far to find what you want.
Your tee time awaits you at Hooper's Landing Golf Course. Come play our 18-hole public course situated on 203 beautiful acres located on Locust Street in Seaford. Golfing passes and twilight rates are available. Call 302-629-2890 to reserve your tee time today.
Seaford Abbey Carpet says yes, you can have it all today. You want a new floor that's beautiful, long-lasting, affordable, and fits your lifestyle and budget? Make Seaford Abbey Carpet and Floor your first stop. Get 20 to 50% off all remnants at Seaford Abbey Carpet, Route 13 in Seaford, 302-629-6016.
Trust your vehicle maintenance and repairs to Mark and his crew at Lewis Auto Body, where you'll receive professional quality service on maintenance, paint, and bodywork to keep you on the road. Call Lewis Auto Body of Easton at 410-822-0017. 410-822-0017.
It's dark and dank, filled with mold and mildew, and there are creatures crawling, creeping.
Do you want to cut energy costs and save up to 20% on your heating bill each month? Let DryZone show you how. DryZone will install a clean space encapsulation system in your crawl space and save you money. When your crawl space is encapsulated by DryZone, your heating system won't work so hard. Your tile and hardwood floors won't be cold, and your crawl space becomes great for storage. DryZone offers interest-free financing for 18 months.
855-DryZone, 855-DryZone, or online at DryZone.com.
When your pet isn't becoming to you, it should be coming to Rough Cuts in Preston. Rough Cuts is privately owned and operated and has been in business for more than 5 years. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Rough Cuts is located on Main Street in Preston and guarantees to be the lowest cost groomer in the area. Try Rough Cuts today. Call 410-673-7312.
Cherokee Home Improvements, locally owned and operated, lead and RRP certified, and ready to tackle any project from siding and roofing to windows, doors, doorknobs, and additions, ceilings, and floors. MHIC number 73910. Cherokee Home Improvements, 443-225-9047.
At Jeff's Service Center, your satisfaction is what counts with every job. Full service on your car or light truck, including brakes, exhaust, suspension, tires, batteries, and Jeff's has 24-hour towing and rollback services. 410-943-4412.
Koski Enterprises has been serving the Eastern Shore for more than 30 years. With over 1 million square feet of warehouse space for storage and a fleet of trucks, they can accommodate most customers' needs, large or small.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if the spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people.
We're back. This is Jason and Brad from Dry Zone, and we've been talking to you today about some of our products. And again, I'm going to have Brad give you the contact information.
Sure thing, Jason. The toll-free number, which is quite popular these days, is 855-DRYZONE. That's DRYZONE. 855-DRYZONE. That's DRYZONE. The local number, which again, we're located right inside of Harbison, Delaware, and Milton, Delaware. We have two different offices now. The local number is 302-684-5034. 302-684-5034. And again, you can reach us online, sign up right online for your free inspection. That web address is dryzone.com. Very simple.
Thanks, Brad. Earlier in the show, Brad, you were talking about employees being trained on all the things that they do. And I think we need to elaborate a little bit on that. All of our salespeople go through not only an in-house training program, but they also go to the distributor manufacturer of these products that we sell for additional training. Now, our basement products and our crawl space products are actually handled through a company in Connecticut. And we send our people up there not only for sales training, but also for installation training. They're a very progressive company, and they have facilities that you just cannot imagine for training purposes. Now, the training center for our Foundation Support Works products is in Omaha, Nebraska. And our salespeople go out there, and our install people also go out there for training. And again, their training facility is state of the art. So our people are constantly being trained. Once they go out of state to get their training, there is actually weekly training held within the company on any new products that come out, or any new innovations, or any new installation procedures that come out on our products. So rest assured that you're not dealing with the person that we call Chuck in a Truck, who last year was a landscaper, and this year he was an expert in crawl space encapsulation and basement waterproofing. All of our people are highly trained. And Brad, you were talking on the earlier part of the show about some of our community work. Would you like to continue on that?
Sure thing, sure thing. Like I said at the top of the show, we basically try and get involved in the community as much as we can. And another kind of side aspect of that, we're always looking to hire new people. We're never turning people away if they're good and qualified. We always try and find something for them. So what I've done recently is I've tried to get into Salisbury University, Warwick Community College, as well as University of Maryland Eastern Shore. Kind of that whole area, like the Salisbury, Princess Anne area, because we're getting ready to, and depending upon you know, everything involved, I may be the one you see. Hopefully we get some more people in there, but we're getting ready to start with the Delmarva Shorebirds. We're actually going to be involved in every single one of their home games for the next 2 years. So you'll see Dry Zone people there. You'll see a lot of Dry Zone. I put together a lot of the graphics and a lot of the stadium, like billboard type things. So when you're at a game, you see the Dry Zone, you'll know who it is. You can put the two and two together. Basically what we're doing is we're trying to find people that go to these schools that maybe just want to make a little extra money on the weekend or work a couple nights a week and help them out, because at the end of the day, the students that you have coming to those games that are going to be talking to you, they're going to be energetic. They're going to be not necessarily looking for a full-time job, which is nice because it's kind of hard to explain. It's basically someone that looks for a little extra cash on the weekend, someone that's going to be trying to just get out there in the public and make friends every day. Those are the people we're looking for. So I put a couple of job postings up, and I've actually had a huge response. And I'm very pleased with that because everybody that comes in knows who we are, which is really great. Very seldomly does someone come in and say, so what do you guys do? Almost every single one of them comes in and says, hey, you know, I checked out your website, talked to my neighbor. He actually had Dry Zone come in and fix his crawl space, you know, things like that. So it's kind of like an immediate gratification to me to have that done. But like I said, if you're at a Shorebirds game this season, you're going to see Dry Zone. You're literally not going to be able to avoid us. And actually what we're thinking about doing, and I think it's already been passed, hopefully I don't put my foot in my mouth here, I'm sure Bill's going to kill me for this, but we have season tickets that we actually got as part of our deal when we signed up to do this at the Shorebirds. The whole first season, so this upcoming 2013 season, we're going to be taking entries for the following season, the 2014 season. If you have work done through seeing us at the Shorebird Stadium and you have DryZone come out, do some work, doesn't matter what the work is, we put your name into a hat. At the end of the season, we draw one name out of that hat, you get season tickets for the following year. So you literally could have your basement or crawl space fixed and get season tickets for the 2014 Shorebird season. That to me is just ridiculous. I mean, I can't believe that we got that kind of opportunity to be able to pass that on. So basically, if you come out and you like the Shorebirds, you like baseball, and you have a wet crawl space or basement, just, you know, talk to one of us there. You could always just take some info, or you could sign up right then and there if you like. We're going to have the guys and the girls that are working at our booth be able to take appointments right then and there. So if you come and you're like, you know what? I'm here to see a baseball game. However, I've been dealing with this musty basement for I can't tell you how long, and I'm just getting sick and tired of smelling just the mold and must and just gross. So why don't you guys come out, and I'm going to go get a hot dog real quick. You know, that's basically what we're trying to do, just kind of get out there and be more involved in our community.
Speaking of being involved in the community, a year or so ago, we did something that DryZone had never done before, and this was partner with a local restaurant called the Green Turtle. And the reason for partnering with the Green Turtle, which I think they have three places, one in Salisbury, one in Lewis, and one in Ocean City, I believe it is.
I think so, yeah. And they're a lot bigger than most people realize. Yeah. I've seen them over a bridge as well in Baltimore. So.
And DryZone actually won the use of a smart car because of the sales of a particular product that we install. And this smart car is all decorated up like a turtle. So this was sort of a natural to partner with the Green Turtle. And the reason for this partnering was that we wanted to support Habitat for Humanity, which Brad has already talked about. And the Green Turtle was very, very generous in donating 10% of their take for that particular night to Habitat. And in addition to that, DryZone matched that amount of money, as well as we had donations from a lot of businesses and also from patrons coming into the Green Turtle. And all this money was donated to Habitat for Humanity. So this was just one more thing that DryZone does to become a part of the community and support the community.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can't believe I forgot about that. I was actually the one who organized that for the most part. I didn't do the whole thing by myself, but I do remember setting setting up the different sponsors. We had a lot of our inspectors go out and talk to their electrician buddy or their construction buddy, whatever. And we got people to come in and say, you know what, yeah, I'll donate $100 or I'll donate even like $10. We didn't care. Every little cent that we got went straight to Habitat. And that's huge. You know, we wouldn't be able to help them out. And when we gave them a check for that, you could have literally knocked the director over with a feather, I guess is the term that they use. He was floored because no one ever does things like that for them without being prompted to. You know, we basically just volunteered and said, we're going to do this for you and here's a check. And that was one of the biggest reasons that we wanted to be involved with them is because they were so grateful and they were just so happy to have people working for them. And because of their reputation, you don't feel like you really need anything out of it. You know what I mean? It's the true nature of charity. You go and you help and you get help back in the form of just gratitude. And that's all that really matters.
Another thing too, folks, we're very proud of our employees, not only the inspectors but also the installers that worked for us. And I tell you, those guys really work hard. When you figure somebody crawling in a crawl space in dirt and sometimes mud and water, these guys are dedicated to their job. And we're very, very proud of them. Another thing is every job that we do has a job supervisor on site. So we don't just send a bunch of guys out there to do your work. You've got somebody on site all the time that you can talk to concerning any issue that you might have. Well, we're just about out of time today. So Brad, would you give the folks one more time the contact information?
Sure thing, Jason. Our toll free again, and make sure you have your pen and paper ready, is 855-DRYZONE. That's DryZone. 855-DRYZONE, that's DryZone. You can get us locally at 302-684-5034, 302-684-5034. And then again, online, if you like to use the internet, the web address is DryZone.com.
Thanks, folks. We look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
You've been listening to Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at DryZone.com/the duck.